This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're going to get into this homeschooling article now because apparently some big smart scientist person has come out and said that homeschooling causes, was that Nazi's name who called earlier?
Scott the Bigot?
Yeah, it calls it Scott the Bigot.
A smarty pants trying to prevent Scott the Bigots from taking over the country and putting us all in separate cities.
It's an admirable goal, I guess, but the tactic here is stupid.
Well, I think some people should migrate to cities that contain people that are like them on a voluntary basis. I think that is a great idea.
Yeah, as long as they can't vote on things and make me follow them somewhere on the other side of the country.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if the lefties want to move into California, the righties want to move into Texas.
And the libertarians want to move to New Hampshire.
I think that'd be beautiful. I think it'd be wonderful. But so what's going on, Conan?
So this comes from the Daily Wire from last week. In a shocking essay for Harvard Magazine, a professor of law and director of Harvard Law School Child Advocacy Legal Clinic claims homeschooling is a threat to children's rights. A method of
This is a new one.
A method of promoting white supremacy and a drain on democratic society, and even goes so far as to suggest a national presumptive ban on the practice.
All right.
Yeah, the threat to children's rights occurs when the children are told that if they don't go to this thing, their parents, the people they love most in this world, are going to be imprisoned. I guess there will.
Yeah, but as far as parents are concerned, basically everything a child is told, with the exception of just go play, even just go play, they're basically told everything as far as what they need to be doing. Harvard is playing host to a homeschooling summit slated to take place June 18th through 19th, according to the Daily Caller News Foundation. But Harvard's concern isn't so much whether homeschooling is a viable, cost-effective, and comfortable method of education for many Americans, but rather whether homeschooling is, and homeschooled children are, a ticking time bomb.
So this summit is actually an anti-homeschooling summit.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
The summit brings together a number of experts from across a spectrum to discuss the problems of educational deprivation and child maltreatment that too often occur under the guise of homeschooling in a legal environment of minimal or no oversight. Now, this does happen.
Yeah, okay.
But it's so rare. But
it also happens that parents send their kids to government schools where they don't get jack squat for an education.
I would say, or they are mistreated
or beaten
or sexually abused by government teachers.
Mm-hmm. Or at least their other classmates.
Professor Elizabeth Bartholet is leading the charge against those who actively resist public schools, and she believes that the generation currently being homeschooled is an eventual, if not active, breeding ground for racism, sexism, and isolationism.
Because there were no racists at government schools.
Never. Never. There was never protests out in front of the schools when the segregated kids were coming into the school. I know that happened because I saw it on Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm. Before we get too much deeper into this article, let's go to the phones. We've got Kenneth calling from Alabama, listening on WBHP Radio. Kenneth, hey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, first of all, I think Harvard's out of their mind.
Yep.
That's wild. I just wanted to talk today about kids that are stuck at home under these stay-at-home orders.
Yeah.
That are in a bad way. I mean, not every kid has a loving family. I mean, you got alcoholics, you got drug abusing parents, you got domestic
violence.
And yet
another aspect of the domestic violence situation that Clamoring mentioned that I hadn't given any thought to whatsoever for many kids, going to school is the only way they escape their abusive parents.
Yeah. I was that kid growing up. I didn't have the greatest environment. And I think back on that, and I think about being stuck in that position for weeks, months, however long this is going to be, and it tears me up.
Yeah, that's...
Well, in some cases, other kids have the opposite problem, where they leave a good home into a really terrible school environment, where they're threatened and, abused. So, I don't know. Yeah. I think the best solution in this particular case is obviously freedom, and we don't have it. So, right now, you've got parents forced to stay at home, forced to keep their kids at home, and that's going to cause some, conflicts that otherwise wouldn't have existed.
And what about parents who are actually essential workers who do go to work, and now they don't have their government-sponsored daycare system available to them anymore.
They've been complaining about it.
And so now you have one parent who can't go to work, so now you're only making half the wages because dad's going to work, but mom's staying home to watch these kids that are all over the place that weren't there before.
Well, and a lot of the parents who are staying home, whether they be workers or not, are complaining because now they actually have to pay attention to their kids and their kids' education, and they have to participate more because they're there and they don't like it.
Which, by the way, is the way it should be.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
And the good news, I think, is that a lot of parents, I do believe a lot of parents are going to start to figure it out, and they're going to realize what their kids have been missing. They're going to figure out that teaching these kids or just being around while they learn isn't as hard as it sounds, and the parents might actually learn something as well.
Well, they're figuring out that their kids are getting loaded up with busy work is what they're figuring out, because mm-hmm. they're actually able to see more of the crap that goes on and the time-wasting stuff that's going on, and I've only heard a fraction of it. I'm not a parent, so I don't get to, I'm not in that world, but I've heard a few of the parents complaining vocally about, what they've had to go through just as sort of experiencing what their kids are experiencing with these outside, whatever you call distance learning things.
Kenneth, thank you so much for the call. Conan, you have way more faith in the American parent than I do. To think that these parents who were already neglecting their kids are going to suddenly see the damage it's doing to them, I don't see it happening.
I'm an optimist, believe it or not.
I don't believe it, but okay.
I'm a raging cynic, but I am also an optimist. I wouldn't be growing a garden if I wasn't. I do have faith that humanity will...
That's an interesting juxtaposition, because you're growing a garden, yes, but you're also expecting to have to shoot people to defend it.
Well, I mean, because I'm a cynic, because I think everyone is inherently selfish, and that they think that they are the center of the universe, and they're going to want to, and they're going to be hungry. But if I thought it was all going to end and I was going to, it's all worthless, if I was going to Greta Thunberg away, I would, I'm not in that camp at all. She's ready to roll over and die. I'm not there yet. I'm ready to succeed. But,
These parents, when their kids were getting out of school, they were throwing them in front of the television for the next 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Then they were eating dinner in front of the television. Then they were spending 2 more hours watching television. Then they were sending the kids to bed.
The kids in my neighborhood?
Now they're just putting them in front of a computer screen that's watching Zoom for 7 hours of the day. And then the television starts.
Just on Saturday, I delivered a whole mess of school supplies to one neighbor, a chalkboard and some other chairs and whatnot. So I know that they have plans. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that's going to go. But a lot of the kids in my neighborhood are out and about playing, riding their bikes. They're out in the woods. They're digging holes. There's a bike gang. They dig this. They have this ramp. And it always gets washed away, but they're back out there with their shovels, and they're shoveling up a dirt ramp for their bikes. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, those kids are getting a better life experience out there digging holes in the ground, building dirt ramps, than they ever would sitting in study hall, listening,
You're not getting any arguments from me.
So I think a lot of these kids are actually going to... I think they're not getting a better education, but they're not getting a worse education.
They might be the smarter kids. I forget who was telling me, but kids are pretty with it as far as technology is concerned. So
that was me. That was last week. Yeah.
That they figured out how to like put a little clip of them just kind of staring into the camera, so it looks like they're in class, but they're actually out playing outdoors.
These are the same kids who took a piece of gum and printed their thumbprint on it so that they can trick the scanner.
No, thinking they're there.
Yeah, these kids aren't stupid. This is the new generation.
Gotta love it. 855-450-3733, or you can use the Discord call-in line, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. That's 855-450-3733.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our DinoVite, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Ethereum smart contracts enable Intercoin to be traded against Bitcoin, Ethereum, as well as a growing set of tokens pegged to your favorite fiat currency. Intercoin can be used to turn these into virtual versions of Bitcoin or USD that have all the advanced features of Intercoin community currencies. They would be spendable in everyday payments, be programmable, instantly convertible, generate analytics, and much more. When done, people can cash out back into the original versions. Think of Intercoin as a decentralized Layer 2 solution that isn't controlled by anyone. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Before we get back into homeschooling, let's go to the phones. We got Jay calling from California. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, yes, I thank you for your high-quality programming. I am 65 years of age and in very good condition, thanks God. And
you're welcome.
Since the age
Ian, stop it. That's rude.
You guys don't miss anything, do you?
I don't think it was rude. Go ahead, we are gods, Conan.
I guess. Yes, kind of.
Go ahead with your point, sir.
Since the age of 19, I had learned that everything that is fed to the public from the mainstream media, almost everything, is just a blatant lie. The history that's taught to us is fictional and made up and also a lie. So I personally listen to every possible source of information, government information, those on the left, those on the right, the libertarians. I'm a libertarian. And as we are under this barrage of information, I keep coming back to this intuitive sense, this gut feeling that this is just a prelude to something. Everything we're experiencing now is just a prelude to something bigger. And so that's why I'd like to pose the question to you and your intelligent listening audience. If that is true, what do you think it might be? It's as if the globalists have opened a book. We could call it the Globalist Book of the Dead. And where they're reading the first chapter to us, and the rap brainwashed public is sitting by doing absolutely every little thing they're told to do. Yeah. And I believe the globalists see this as green light. And so my question to you is, if you have this sense also, what do you think this is a prelude to? And also this goes out to your listening audience too.
Jay, I think you're correct. I don't think this is the big one that Conan and others seem to think that, you know, they think this is it. This is going to be the big one where we see the FEMA camps and the police state really take action. I think this is them testing at best or at worst. This is them testing the waters for that, and that we will see that in 3 or 4 years when the next big virus hits.
This isn't. You mentioned that this is the first chapter. I don't believe that for a second. They've been planning this for forever, since the beginning of this country.
Absolutely. Centuries, sir.
Correct.
This would be, I guess I should rephrase it, a new chapter.
So who is they that has been plotting this for centuries?
The families that you never hear, that you never read about in Forums Billionaires.
Oh, like
the Rothschilds.
The Illuminati. Is that what we're
Bilderberg?
Getting at?
Bilderberg. The top families who actually own everything.
Yes, right. Certainly. It's not
the Bilderberg Group hasn't existed for centuries.
Well, there's always been people in power who've been...
The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers have...
The families, the globalist families that have ruled for centuries, like the Warbird brothers on the island in Georgia in 1913, creating the
Federal Reserve Act, yeah. on Jekyll Island.
What is with, so there's one thing with the conspiracy theories out there that sort of swirl around these groups, the Bilderbergs and such, and that they want to exterminate people, exterminate world population, but wouldn't that make their worth go down? Wouldn't destroying all these businesses and, you know, the wealth that surrounds all them, isn't that a bad thing in the aggregate?
But they'll still own everything.
They'll own a lot.
So there'll be less people, there'll be less material,
mm-hmm.
but they'll still own everything, and it will be easier to manage a smaller population.
Sure, that's a similar question to why was it that the wealthiest people on earth funded the communists, the movement to create communism? That was not a grassroots movement.
They funded the Nazis as well.
And the Nazis, too. There's an excellent book called Wall Street. And
they also funded the United States. I mean, I'm not surprised that the wealthy elite bankroll everyone in order to buy favors on whoever ultimately wins.
If you're a banker, you bankroll everybody.
Yeah.
And you always win. You sell missiles on both sides of the aisle.
I don't see any conspiracy in that. That's
business.
Yeah, that's what people in power are going to do.
Reality. That's just reality. But I just wanted to throw that question out there to see if anybody has any ideas on what might be around the bend next for us, because I think there's more to this than we're experiencing now.
Jay, thanks for the call. Conan, I think that question is best suited for you. What do you think is next?
I think the big question is, how do we recover and do enough people wake up from this? And I am afraid re-looking at the Milgram experiment this morning, thinking about how people respond to authority figures, mm-hmm. people in a uniform, because that's what I see.
That was where, for listeners that aren't familiar, it's a classic study that actually can't really be duplicated now because of ethical concerns.
Correct.
But it was a great one because you had two participants. One was a Confederate, meaning they were on the side of the people who were doing the study. The other was the actual person being studied. They would bring the person in, and they would tell them that they had to do a matching game with the Confederate. If the Confederate got the matching game wrong, they had to issue a shock to that person.
And every subsequent wrong answer, the shock would go up in value.
Increase the shock, and then at a certain point, they would be warned. They would say, well, this shock could cause a heart attack. This shock could hurt this person.
Well, you had the Confederate sitting there screaming in pain.
Yeah, right, right. But at some point, they were given the clue that this could kill this person, right? Like, they were pushed to the point where, and then the guy in the lab coat would say, the experiment must continue. And then they would see if the person would actually stop issuing the shocks, or would they go to the maximum level of potentially killing this person? And it ended up, they like screamed
400 volts
and didn't respond at that point.
This was response to the Nazis taking orders from Hitler, and they wanted to figure and realize.
Now, quick question about this before we dig too deeply into it. The Confederate was the one being zapped.
But there wasn't really zapped. It was all fake.
That was going to be my question. Okay. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in freedom.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are reports President Trump ignored warnings of a possible COVID-19 pandemic months ago. The president responded to reports that he ignored more than a dozen dire warnings about the potential of a coronavirus outbreak that were contained in his daily intelligence briefings beginning in early January.
I would have to check. I want to look as to the exact dates of warnings. But I can tell you this. When I did the ban on China, almost everybody was against me, including Republicans.
The president first waited on the threat of the coronavirus in the U.S. on January 22nd. On that day, the president dismissed the possibility of the coronavirus becoming a pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points, the S&P down 15, and the NASDAQ down 122. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is promising to help states safely begin reopening their economies. He also wants to have more discussions about ramping up coronavirus testing.
We are way ahead on testing. We are the best in the world on testing. We've tested much more than anybody else, times two.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health expects a coronavirus return in the fall.
When new cases occur, which they will, there's no doubt that they will, as you try and relax mitigation, if we have the capability of identifying, isolating, and contact tracing in a highly effective and efficient way, then the numbers will stay low.
The House Democratic leadership says the House will not resume session next week as planned because of the coronavirus pandemic risks. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says after discussions with the Capitol physician, he decided the health risks were too great and he didn't want to take any chances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Carney.
And we were talking during the break about the various things that this experiment was actually about. And The Milgram experiment, yes. And evidently, the cooperation or obedience rate of people plummeted to just 20% when someone who was in ordinary clothes came in and told them this experiment has to continue. You have to push the button.
Yeah, the key to this experiment is a uniform and most probably a badge, which is concerning, which is extremely
only
concerning.
Only because those are symbols of authority, right? So, I mean, it's not the badge that's the problem. It's the authority.
Yeah, but what's sad here is that people will turn their brains off if they believe that someone in a uniform who probably knows more than me, and by the way, if anything bad happens, they'll take the blame. And this whole experiment resulted directly from
the Nuremberg trials.
Correct.
Was it 19 Nazis who were ultimately tried and convicted at the Nuremberg trials?
Mm-hmm.
All of the low-level soldiers, all the obedient ones, they got off scot-free, man. The ones who were actually torturing, shooting, and executing people, they were never punished. They were never convicted. The authority did take the blame.
And by the way, you said that, and which is why I've always had a problem with this Milgram experiment. I'll get to that. But you mentioned that if you take away the uniform and bring in the janitor or whoever out in the hallway, it drops to 20%. But people who will shock another human being to death, 400 volts, was 65% of the tested. 65%. If you were just go out in the street out there, you'd be more likely to be killed by that person if you say had Tony Fauci, America's hero doctor, with his lab coat on in a room. He could probably convince 65% of the population to electrocute someone else to death. Or to shut down the whole damn economy.
Milgram, according to Wikipedia, pulled 40 psychiatrists from a medical school, and they believe that by the 10th shock, when the victim demands to be set free, most subjects would stop the experiment. They predicted that by the 300-volt shock, when the victim then refuses to answer, only 3.73% of the subjects would still continue. However, in the first set of experiments, 65% of the participants administered the experiment's final massive 450-volt shocks. This is well after the person wasn't even responding. And all administered shocks of at least 300 volts. So the psychologist predicted that by the 300-volt mark, only 3-plus percent would go on. But in fact, all of them administered the 300-volt shock.
Now, did any of them just flat refuse to shock the other person?
No, they all did it.
I understand to an extent where it's like, oh, it's going to be like licking a 9-volt battery, and this other person has agreed to this in the first place. Okay, I get that.
Yeah, you have someone screaming in the other room.
Yeah. Subjects were uncomfortable doing so and displayed varying degrees of tension and stress, including sweating, trembling, stuttering, biting their lips, groaning, and digging their fingernails into their skin. Some were even having nervous laughter, fits, or seizures. Every participant paused the experiment at least once to question it, but most continued after being assured by the experimenter.
Now, if you had asked me 7 weeks ago about this experiment, I had feelings about this experiment. I thought that these results were, I was suspicious of these results, being the optimist in the room. I couldn't imagine my fellow human being capable of doing this. I always thought this was like a scapegoat type of test to basically get off a lot of dumb, I'm just following orders soldiers to make an excuse for them. It's scapegoating. It's taking all of the responsibility of ethics and morals, individual ethics, it's taking it right out of the equation.
I don't think so.
And it's putting it all on the shoulders of someone else.
Even if all of this experiment is 100% valid, I disagree. Choosing to surrender your responsibility and autonomy to an authority figure is still choosing to give up your responsibility.
Of course, yeah, but all these people did.
And you're responsible for doing that.
Exactly. That's my point. If you killed someone, even if it's someone's orders, you should also suffer the consequences, not the guy who told you to do it. Because you can say no.
I agree.
All right. Well, my problem with this is I thought this Milgram experiment was suspicious. No longer. After seeing what I've seen the last 2 months.
Okay.
I believe these numbers are accurate. I believe that 65% of the people out there walking around would kill another human being if someone in a badge in a uniform told them to do it. And they would do it lickety-split. Oh, they might sweat a little bit. They might, you know, squinch their hands up a little bit in agony. But they would eventually do it. The killing blow, 400 volts. And that
450, but whatever.
That has me pretty concerned. Pretty concerned and sad, and I've lost a lot of faith in the human race, the whole damn human race.
Yeah, because 65%, extrapolating data from the study, that means 65% of the people are going to vote for whatever solution the government puts forward.
Oh, most definitely. Now, if we're talking about caveman days, where you've got a tribal leader and you've got another tribe encroaching on your land and all, and you've got to have you've got to have someone in control calling the shots because the whole tribe could get wiped out. That makes sense to me.
Well, see, that was exactly
5,000 years ago.
That was exactly what Hitler said was going on. I'm the tribal leader, and these Jews are coming to wipe out our entire tribe. I'm the one in charge and you have to listen.
Okay, but how
so
do we,
it wasn't
how do,
even any better back
how do
then.
We, how do we use that today? What do we face here in 2020 that could wipe out the whole country? I guess you got this new invisible war, this new invisible destroyer, the Rona.
Well, it's not going to wipe out the whole country.
But I'm exactly
barely wiping out anybody. Some old folks that have some comorbidity conditions, and that's about it.
But I mean, today, 2020.
But you have Scott the Bigot and countless people like him who are convinced that people are trying to destroy his entire way of life.
Well, he sounds like that. He sounds like he might be one of the 65% then.
And you got Republicans who are convinced that the left is trying to destroy their way of life, and the left who is convinced that the Republicans are trying to destroy the entire planet.
That's the two tribes I was talking about. They've been at war with each other since forever. And meanwhile, you got the other third of the population stuck in the middle and don't know what's up, just trying to keep the peace and trying to mind their own damn business.
The only solution I know is to convince people that authorities are fallible. They're indistinguishable from everyone else. They just declare themselves to be authorities. And they're not worth following.
I don't think this isn't going to get figured. I don't think this is going to get figured out.
Humans are inherently authoritarian?
And rule followers.
We've been trained to be. But I don't think that will always be the case.
Well, as soon as we evolve out of it.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Conan. We got to evolve out of it, but there's not going to happen anytime soon.
The problem is that all the people who know what's up have stopped making babies. It just doesn't.
Well, you say that, but what are you doing to have babies?
You already have one.
I already have a baby.
I thought you didn't have any kids.
Yeah, she's running around doing her thing.
Okay, good on you then, I guess. I don't even care about that. If I did, I would have kids, but I don't. Okay.
I don't either.
Yeah, this whole Rona is really crushed my faith in humanity and the people out there doing their thing.
So are you no longer an optimist?
No, I still am.
Okay. Just an optimist without faith in humanity?
I'm just sad. I'm just sad.
It is sad.
I have faith in my group.
Okay.
We're a good group of people.
We got to get more people here, though.
Yeah.
I mean, people that care about freedom, look, this is your wake-up call.
Yeah, with all the complaining we've been doing about all this, it's not that bad in New Hampshire.
It could be worse.
We need more. If we had more individuals who would, you know...
Yeah. Get out here.
Get out here and walk around Sununu, the Prince Sununu's house, and let him know that this lockdown, this quarantine is bullcrap.
Yeah.
He might get a wake-up call.
Hopefully the libertarians out there listening will indeed make the journey to New Hampshire and join us here, where we have had a noticeable impact on the state. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
You've got Ian.
And Conan.
I want to say thank you to Shooter, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program, which you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you like Free Talk Live, if you like what the show is doing, and you want to help us get on more radio stations, then you should contribute to the AMP program. It's the best way to achieve those goals. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Shooter, thank you so much for your contributions. I hope you enjoy the show and that you continue helping us to spread the message of liberty. So getting back to this homeschooling article, Conan.
Yeah, this smarty pants professor, Elizabeth Bartholet, goes on to say
she's a bigot against people like Scott the Bigot.
She's like the exact opposite. She's like on the other side of the spectrum.
Mm.
But she doesn't like homeschooling, and let's see why from this quote. Quote, many homeschool precisely because they want to isolate their children from ideas and values central to public education and to our democracy. Many promote racial segregation and female subservience. Many question science. Many are determined to keep their children from exposure to views that might enable autonomous choices for their future lives, she claims.
I have to interject. Science is meant to be questioned.
Yes.
I mean, she was right for that very first part of what she said. They want to keep their kids away from the ideas that are central to the public school system. Yes. Yes, that is a factually correct statement. But science exists to be challenged. The religion surrounding science has to be challenged in order for science to continue to exist.
True that. She goes on. Oh, actually, she doesn't go on just yet. In the essay for Harvard Magazine, Bartholet goes one step further, arguing not just that homeschooling is itself problematic, but that it should be snuffed out as a practice by the heavy hand of American government.
Mm.
Quote, homeschooling, she says, not only violates children's rights to a meaningful education and their right to be protected from potential child abuse, but many may keep from contributing positively to a democratic society, the article's author reports. And we spoke earlier about, yeah, there's abuse going on in the homes, but there's also abuse going on in these schools.
Well, she wants these young people to have her version of education.
Her version of science.
Believes, you know, what she believes is important, the values that she thinks are important, and who should decide these things? Why should it be this woman?
She wants the government to do it. She wants the heavy hand
of
government.
She is the government. She works for Harvard.
She will, exactly. She will. She's got her hand in the purse strings.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on, we have an essentially unregulated regime in the area of homeschooling.
Although yes, that's by design.
Correct. And if you come to New Hampshire,
can't stand it.
If you come to New Hampshire, you don't even have, all you have to do is just tell them. You don't have to report tests.
I wouldn't even tell them.
There's that option as well.
Usually, from what I understand, Conan, if you had your child in a New Hampshire school and you remove them, then they're going to know. But if you never put them into their system in the first place, they don't even know they exist.
Yeah, but years ago, you actually had to conform with all their testings and whatnot. And you know,
that's if they knew you had a kid in the first place.
Correct. Right. This is true.
The hospital records and stuff of having said kid wouldn't give it away.
Don't have a kid in the hospital. There's plenty of people that have done it that way.
But the only, I would say try that if you were living off a grid, but if you are in the city, I would be very concerned with Child Protective Services. If anything ever happened where you got reported for whatever reason and then they found that you weren't reporting, I think that they would have a case against you.
Well, it would be interesting to see what happened.
What if these What if these 7-year-old broke their arm and you had to take them to the hospital? They're like,
if they attack CPS's people or broke whose arm?
No, just some 7-year-old kid breaks their own arm.
Oh, okay. I was imagining them attacking a CPS worker. And I'm like, that'd be pretty sweet.
I got a little careless with the pronouns.
My question would be if the doctors saw the break and they questioned it, like maybe this was an abusive situation.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking more of entering the kid into their record system.
I'm not sure what goes on. I think they actually have to report it as like an abuse and actually get Child Protective Services involved. Otherwise, I think it's just a regular visit to the doctor.
Well, let's just say whatever disease then. Let's say he gets the flu and needs to be hospitalized.
Like I said, I don't know what the hospital reports.
Yeah, I don't know either. But to go back to this woman at Harvard and what she's demanding, there's no doubt that there's some at-home situations that are very undesirable for the child. I mean, there's no doubt about that. However, we've seen that, as we've seen with like government foster care systems, their cure is in a lot of cases worse than the situation. I mean, we've certainly seen stories about foster homes abusing children. So, like, you know, you take them from the frying pan and put them into the fire. You haven't really made things better. So we've seen that governments don't actually really help the young people that are in these at-home dangerous situations, but she's using the fact that those exist as her excuse to destroy all homeschooling, no matter how wholesome or positive their experiences may be. And the reality is, when you look at like achievement tests and spelling bees and things like that, it's always the homeschool kids that like take home the gold. You know, like when they do these contests, the spelling bees, you don't even have to like... You don't even have to look at the results. You know it's going to be a homeschool kid that wins these things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these kids, in a lot of cases, are having great educations and really wonderful experiences, but she's using the excuse that some parents are abusive, some parents are, you know, white nationalist weirdos or whatever, and she's using that as the excuse to completely abolish homeschooling, and it's sick. And she wants them all to be under the control of the state, indoctrinated with statism, indoctrinated with the things that help the public, which is code for the state.
Yeah. She goes on to also claim that the homeschooling regime is not regulated, so they can basically just do whatever, including not doing anything at all.
Mm.
She claims that...
This is a downside, in her opinion?
Sure. She wants total control.
She also claims that a lot of these parents aren't educated themselves, so how could they possibly educate anybody because they're dumb themselves?
But didn't they go through the public school system?
Exactly.
Well, maybe some did, some didn't. But, the fact is, you look at unschooling, and in that case, the parents aren't expected to help. They, you know, might provide some resources for their kids to, you know, go and learn themselves. But unschooling, as I understand it, is complete self-directed learning on the part of the child. And they come out, in a lot of cases, very, very intelligent.
And as far as the jury's out on that, as far as I can tell, with the homeschooling. I'm not sure. I think in some kids, some very few kids could actually handle that type of teaching method. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's for everyone, though.
Maybe it's not. I don't know.
I think it's just letting a kid be a kid and develop naturally according to their own likes and dislikes.
And that's what I'm talking about with my neighbor's kids with their shovels out there building dirt ramps. I think that they are getting a better education doing just that and going out exploring than they ever could in home, in study hall. So, I mean, it's just some kids are going to do good, well. Mm-hmm. Some kids need to be told what to do.
Well, that's the attitude that gets us into the authoritarian, you know, demeanor across all kinds of things as well.
Yeah, why would you need to tell them what to do? Because you don't approve of their behavior? Because you don't think they're learning the values you want them to learn?
If they're on my farm and we're growing to eat, then there's no time for play. There's a time and place for everything. And today we are working. Yes, that kid is going to be told what to do. Otherwise, that kid's not going to be getting... She's not going to be getting fed that night.
Well, that's how you motivate that sort of thing.
you try to make it, exactly. Not just you're not going to eat tonight, but explain why you're doing what you're doing.
Right. Well, you're going to eat, but you're going to get the gruel or whatever. You're not going to get the good food. You're not going to get the dessert.
You're not going to get dad's cut.
Yeah.
she goes on to claim. One of the biggest reasons for she is anti-homeschooling is because of religion.
She's from Harvard, so... Yeah. I mean, that was initially a religious school, but she's got to be a secularist now.
Let's see. Surveys of homeschoolers show that a majority of such families, by some estimates of up to 90%, are driven by conservative, she hates that, Christian beliefs, and seek to remove their children from mainstream culture. Yep, I've met a lot of those homeschooling parents who... That's exactly why they got their kids out of public school.
I still don't see the problem. They have views that I don't agree with, but they don't agree with my views either.
Well, you're not an authoritarian dictator, so of course you can't see the problem.
Well, I know the issue underlying all of this is that she's an authoritarian dictator, but on a human level, I don't see a problem.
She doesn't want to have their humanity flourish. She doesn't want their individualism to flourish.
Which is all the more reason that we need to flourish them.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why we're against these people.
Yeah.
Public schools, which can be a breeding grounds of inefficiency and often struggle to educate children of an individual level, Bartlett says, are places of miracles. Children who attend public school grow up exposed to community values, social values, democratic values, ideas about non-discrimination, and tolerance of other people's viewpoints. We need more public schools, she says.
What a load.
This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over again to amp.freetalklive.com if you like the show. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.